All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Walker, Confident Fit Coaching, and this is the podcast where I say all the things that you're thinking deep down inside, but you think it's only you. You're struggling, and that's why you can't do things, and you might as well just give up or keep struggling and spiraling in what you're doing, but really, we're all on the same page. So I'm just verbalizing what you're thinking and fearing and bringing some perspective, helping you make these changes that you're so desperately wanting to make, and help you feel less alone, which is a big part of why you're struggling right now. So, I want to talk about something. I can't fix you. Nobody can fix you because you're not broken. But you keep searching for reasons, for explanations, for help and support and the secret and the reason why you're not getting the results that you want. So here's the deal. I am not a dietitian, nor will I ever be. I'm not a doctor, nutritionist, psychologist, nurse, did I say that? CNA even, like the rest of my family is. I can't write you a diet plan legally, professionally. I can give you lists of things that everyone else has on the internet for free. I can write you up a workout. Oh, and my personal training certification is expired as well. That doesn't mean I don't know shit from all the years that I've been doing it and I've been teaching it. It's just that certification's done. But here's why I'm kind of happy. I don't have any certifications or degrees or anything like that. Because for you, and I'm thinking back to myself as well, because I teach and support people that are going through the same thing that I went through in the past, and I'm going for a walk as well. So if I sound out of breath, or if you hear birds or cars or wind, that's why. Because this is what happens on this podcast. It's never inside. Rarely is. Anyways, so I'm kind of happy about that. I went through a time for sure where I felt really bad and like a failure and guilty for not having a degree or really wanting one, because I did go to school and I have learned a lot, but most of the stuff I learned was on my own because I love learning. I love learning, and I always thought I hated it, but I hated school. I hated the constructs and the format and the way that schools teach, because it's not how I learn. I remember going to college and just pushing through and getting the bare minimum to one day get this piece of paper and thinking, I cannot wait till I'm done with school so I can actually start learning my way. So I can actually start learning my way and start understanding it and start like creating my own wealth and knowledge, my own degree, my own credentials based on me, that I can understand it. So it's not just cramming knowledge into my head and then proving that I can regurgitate it in the way that that specific person is looking to get that information back. So I don't do that. I learn and I take on information based on how I'm able to connect it to myself. Which, if you're listening to this, if you're anything like me, which my people, my ladies are, is you do the exact same thing. You love taking in information. You love learning new things and understanding yourself and your body and the world around you and how to better yourself. You take in information and you're constantly looking for one way to explain it correctly so that you can finally understand it, so it finally clicks for you. Because that's the big thing. You have a wealth, a vast wealth of knowledge, but you're discrediting yourself because you're continually looking for something else. Sorry if it's a little windy now. I can't do anything about it. But you're constantly looking for something else because you believe and you keep thinking that you're not seeing the results that you want, so you need to keep looking for something else. So, you know what? Maybe I do need a dietitian. Maybe I do need a personal trainer. Maybe I do need that online coach. Maybe you do need me. But maybe I do need professional. And some people do. And I'm not bashing them in any kind of way. But for the people that I'm talking to, it's not going to do you any good. And here's why. It's going to be a waste of your time, a waste of their time, a waste of money entirely. because you already are going into that meeting, that phone call, that consultation, knowing what you're looking for. Looking for validation, looking for, yes, you are correct. Yes, this is right. And let's build off of that. You already have beliefs and thoughts and non-negotiables going into a meeting of change, looking for something else. So if you get a dietitian who recommends a certain diet, certain foods, certain things to try, but it goes against your cultish view of diet and food, it goes against everything that has been keeping you hostage and keeping you caged for years, why in the world would you listen to it? Because it's going to pull against everything inside of you that's screaming, no, this is bad. No, this is going to make us gain weight. No, this is not going to help us. No, remember that article that we read about how this isn't the right diet, or how maybe we might have this or that, or and these foods aren't going to help it, and we really need to start restricting even more, and she's giving us 100 calories more than what we should be having, and that's not going to work. Why on earth would you do that then? It's going to be screaming and pulling against everything that's already telling you that that's wrong. And same with your workouts. You know all kinds of workouts. You've probably bought in countless routines, countless programs, have a stash of DVDs. Let's be honest. You know enough. So going to a trainer and having them teach you something different, having them take you through something else, going to a class that's out of your comfort zone right now, you're going to regret the entire time. You're going to say how bad of a workout that was, how much of a waste of time that was, a waste of energy, and now you're going to have to go and do a workout again by yourself because you didn't do it right, or it wasn't good for you, or not what you were looking for, anything like that. So the change you keep looking for, the change you keep reaching out for, that you keep searching for, is doing absolutely nothing for you, because you're already going into it with the same mindset. That is where I come in. That is why what I do, my teaching, my coaching, and the people you need to be looking for are going to be so much different and so much more beneficial for you. Because I have the same amount of knowledge with nutrition as you do. You might know a bit more, I might know a bit more here and there on certain subjects, but we're in the same boat. Same with workouts. You have a vast knowledge of workouts, what works best for you, what it is you're looking for, all the knowledge you've gained, all the programs you have in your back pocket. But if you are constantly going back to this is what I need to do, I need to keep looking for the secret, it's never going to be the same. So what I do is I come into it as you have all the information. You have all the knowledge. You know exactly what needs to happen. I'm just here to be a scratch on the record for you. I'm just here to ask, is that really? Well, what do you think? Why would you do that? Why is this the best thing for you? Why wouldn't you try this? You talked about wanting this goal, and this is what you're doing continually. Is that really getting you to where you want to go? I'm bringing up, I'm switching things, I'm making you look at them twice as to why what you're doing isn't actually working for you. As to why the information that's flooding through your head, the limiting beliefs that are keeping you tied down, the fears, frustrations, and lacks are preventing you from moving forward, I'm bringing those to the surface and supporting you through that process. Because it's hard to look at yourself that way. It's hard to look at yourself and give yourself that much authority, that much control, that much weight, that much trust. Because if you give it to somebody else, if you put it on all those things that you've read, all those programs you had, it's not actually on you. You're putting it on somebody else, on something else. Because then it's not you. It was the program that failed you. It was the diet that failed you. It was the suggestion that failed you. It's not actually you then. But in order to get the actual change you want, in order to get the results that you actually want, in order to get the life you actually want, and the freedom you want, and the athlete that you want, the version of you that you really want, that's so different from the world, but you keep looking to the world to create that version of you, It is never, ever, ever going to happen. So you need to start learning to trust yourself. This isn't something that you can just purchase and easily be told step by step what to do. It's going to take time, and it's different for each person. Some people I've talked to, it changes in a 45-minute conversation. Some people, it is progressive and deep. And it takes, and it lasts a year or longer, and it continues to change. But it's that initial switch, that initial budge, that initial, well, why not? You always think worst case scenario, and that's why you keep getting terrible results. Because you're continually looking at the bad side of things. You're not looking at, well, what if it actually is that good? What if I'm actually capable of doing this? What if I'm actually worthy enough to have this? To have this body, to have this health, to have this freedom, this relationship, this life, this raise, this home, this dog, this everything. What if I'm capable and able and worthy and good enough for it? Well, then what? Health is so much more mental and emotional than it is physical. Because you have everything you could possibly need. You have the ability to move forward. You have the ability to try. You have the ability to eat food. Nothing is holding you back other than your own ability to do it. Your own fears and what ifs of doing it. You can do this. This is why I take and teach an experimental approach. Because with an experiment, there's no success or failure. There's nothing for you to follow. Therefore, there's nothing for you to fail. All you are doing with an experiment is trying. Is seeing what if, is getting an outcome. And then with that outcome, you decide if you want to keep it or not. If you like what you got or you didn't, and then you switch it, you go back to the drawing board, or you continue to grow from that and shape it differently. Continuing to experiment. Because with an experiment as well, not only does it put you in control and give you the say-so back, but it also gives you a little bit more freedom and lax. Because there's no rules to follow, only the ones that you set in place. And if you just have basics like, I need food to survive, I want to work out, I want to move in some kind of way, then everything else is just, well, let's see. What if? You get a lot more results from that mindset than by following more and more rules. And I was saying this recently as well, but like that's why like fitness and motivation and diets and like the people that you follow online, if you don't see it, you're going to start to. But they're all changing. Those strict rules and guidelines that they always would follow and preach and promote, they're going to die away very soon. Some people that does work for. Good for them. But that is not for everyone. People need to change and switch it up. And sometimes that requires just a new perspective. Oh, I went the wrong way. So this is why for you, if you've got rules and guidelines and hard set beliefs, and here's how to know if you do have that or not. If you see somebody that has a different rule, belief, guideline for food, what foods they can or can't have, what foods and diets to go by, what timing even, and that irks you and that's like not good, then there you go. Nobody else's rules are going to be good enough for you. Because you've already set them. You've been living and working and struggling through them for years. So why on earth would somebody else's view change that? a lax and gentle approach, but it's also very hard too, because it's looking at yourself really as, why am I doing this? Why am I allowing myself to do this if it's really not what I want? And that's a hard one to come to, is taking that control, taking that responsibility. Because we think with more control and responsibility, the harder it's going to get, the more we have to mess up, the more we have to lose. That's not the case. That's never the case. You can set and make and create your own rules. You can be your own person. The only reason you feel that you can't is because somebody told you, based on their own beliefs, their own rules and expectations. But you don't need to follow them. And that can be hard when it's people you care about, that you care about their view, you care about their beliefs, their suggestions, you trust them. You can still love somebody and not take their advice, because they're living their own life, not yours. You have your own life to get. Why do you keep trying to copy and paste other people's onto yours? Especially when it's not what you want. You are a good person. That's all that matters. And I know you're afraid that by not taking somebody else's advice or suggestions, you're going to hurt their feelings. You know what? You might, and that's okay. But you know what else? That's not your fault. That's their own problem. That's their battle that you do not need to fight. You do not need to try and convince otherwise. Health is a lot more mental than physical. So many things are tied to what you're struggling with right now. That's where an outside perspective can come in handy. That's why we are looking for other people's views, which are good until they start to cloud your own. I come in trying to enter your world, trying to understand where you are coming from. And then I help you shift from there, from that new, elevated, better version of you that you were constantly trying to achieve and work towards. I am speaking to you from their perspective, from that future you. And I'm reminding you, yes, this is what you want. Yes, we need to do this. Yes, we need to try. No, we don't need to do this. No, we don't need to force this. Why don't we just rest? This is your life. So it's time you stop trying to live by other people's rules when they aren't helping you. If you're ready to get past this, I would love to talk with you and see if really what I do is going to line up well with what it is that you're looking for. I'm never going to push or force, because I'm also going to be a part of this. This is a relationship. You're going to get frustrated with me. I'm going to get frustrated with you. We're going to have some good times. We're going to have some trying times. But it's a relationship. And for both of us, we better want to have the other person in our life, whether it's 2 months or an entire year. Because imagine what would happen if you actually focused on you for that amount of time. So if you're interested, please let me know. I would love to chit chat. As of right now, we are all still on quarantine. So what else do you got to do? But again, feel free to let me know. Jessie Wallacher on all the things, as far as my website, as far as Instagram, Facebook, Brain Dump Diaries right here. But you know enough. And the more rules you keep looking for, the more muddy the water is going to be for you to see, try and see clearly to what it is you're actually trying to do. So on that note, I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you again so much for listening, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.